Welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. As you know, I really enjoy my coffee, but I have to admit, it is my observation that what I really look forward to is that first taste of the first fresh hot cup of the day. With that in mind, I decided to savor that first cup by sitting down, looking out the kitchen or office windows, and watch and listen to the songs of the birds, dotting back and forth to the feeder. It is a peaceful few minutes before the rush of the day begins. 1967. It was a time of turmoil, war, and social conflict here and in the world. A time in which it would have been hard not to be wrapped up in the troubles of the world, much as it is today. With all the bombardment we receive from newspapers, radio, TV news, social media, of all the earthquakes around the world, tornadoes in Oklahoma, war in Ukraine, economic problems here and around the world, threats from Russia, China, and Iran, political divisions. In about 10 or 15 minutes, listening to WSB radio this morning, I heard about all of these. That's not to mention our personal concerns and troubles. No wonder most of us are stressed out and fight worry. In 1967, songwriters Bob Thiele and George Weiss offered the verses of the song, What a Wonderful World, to Louis Satchmo, his nickname, Armstrong, to record because of his famous ability to bring sensitivity, technique, and the capacity to express emotion into his music. Armstrong, born in 1900 in New Orleans, grew up with jazz to become the most famous jazz writer, player, and later jazz singer of the 19th century. I have heard the song, What a Wonderful World, sung by different artists, but not until a few days ago, the original version sung by Satchmo, who introduced it in 1967, late in his career. The words of the song reminded me of two Bible verses, one from the Old Testament and one from the New. There are many other verses that reflect on the beauty of God and this earth he created, and those that refer to the peace of the Lord wants us to have in the world. I choose to share them. Genesis 2:1, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. And John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. This morning, I wanted to just share the words of the song with you, and maybe you could take a long breath, push the day aside, and visualize the loving sentiment of the verse. So, here it is. I see trees of green and red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow so pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The words plus Satchmo's performance sets a mood of simple peace, regardless of what might be going on in the difficulties of life, worldly and personal. I found the 1967 version of What a Wonderful World on the music apps in YouTube, and every time I listen to it, I feel a need to take a deep breath, let go, and see how wonderful this world is when I take a moment to push away the troubles and see the simple wonders of this world we have been given.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Love and beauty can always be found. And so, my gift to you this day is to share the song with you and hope it gives you a moment or two of peace. Let us pray. Our dear Lord, as you well know, our lives can be full of scary events, so many things that seem to trap us into stress and worry. Oh, Lord, help us to focus instead on the simple wonders of our world, that they remind us of your love and peace. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.